true to who you are, produce before you consume. Because in the very beginning, I modeled myself after a lady. Her name's Marion, but she goes by Miss Mustard Seed Online. I thought I had to have a white cow in the back of all my pictures. I had to paint all my furniture white. I had to stage everything perfectly. And honestly, that's not me.
You're listening to the podcast, We Are Dallas-Fort Worth. Discover big things and big ideas happening in the Big D.
Today, I'm chatting with the effervescent Brooklyn of Brookie Lynn's Bungalow, a make and do event space in Frisco's historic rail district. Welcome to the podcast, Brooklyn.
Thank you so much, Becca. I really appreciate you having me on today.
I was watching one of your videos, the German glass glitter video, and I'm not super crafty, but I was completely mesmerized by glitter. Do you find that your fans are mesmerized by glitter and all the things that they can create?
Yeah, absolutely. The glitter is something that I stumbled upon years and years ago when I first started, and it has become a very large part of my business. It's pure silver, it's handmade, and it tarnishes like a vintage ornament over time. So some people really love the evolution of their craft project the next year when they pull it out and it looks vintage. Some people want it to stay shiny, and I teach them how to do that. But it's definitely kind of the cherry on top of all of the crafts, basically, that you make at Brookie Lynn's Bungalow.
This was real silver?
Yep. It's melted down. The glass is kind of poured like a crepe, a very, very, very thin sheet of glass, and then melted silver is poured on top of that, essentially. It's a much more complicated process. But then it is shaken in a tray, a huge tray, and it creates shards, and they keep shaking it all the way down to fine grains, and then it's mixed. So the shards are for shine, it captures the light, and then the grains are for coverage.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And you sell it on you have an Etsy shop or a shop on your website, brookielynnsbungalow.com, where people can go and buy this glitter and do anything they want with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I have several YouTube tutorials on my YouTube channel, also Brookie Lynn's Bungalow. I'm the North American distributor for the German glass glitter. And so a lot of the glitter you see out there, if you find German glass glitter, it's probably originating from me and imported through California. But we have every color of the rainbow. It's kind of funny because I have kilos of it because that's how they measure in Europe. So it's like Breaking Bad for glitter in my private studio. It's really fun.
Okay, so you have glitter. You're the glitter queen. Let's just call you the glitter queen of North America. Not even Frisco. Gosh, what am I even thinking? You blog. Your social media channels are freaking amazing. As a social media person, I do a lot of social media management. I'm like, this is it. You're telling your why. You're telling beautiful stories, which that's what it's all about, is being social. Okay, so not only that, you've got a monthly crafting kit. You are a vendor at shows. You're mom in full time. You offer workshops, rental space in this cute bungalow in the Frisco Rail District, which is just growing and growing. You're going full speed in this creative world. So take me back to how you got started.
Oh, goodness. That feels like light years. So I started out Frisco ISD. I'm a very creative person, and that came out in my teaching for 11 years. And I just kind of got tired of being stuffed in a box and not being able to use my creativity to teach the curriculum. But I really love teaching. So I just started teaching workshops, and I designed my first wooden workshop kit, had a workshop sell out. I filled it up again. I posted it again. 3 times later, I had 3 full workshops, and I had other paint retailers online reaching out to me saying, hey, you know, I've been Facebook stalking you, and I can't figure out where you're getting your kits. Do you mind revealing where I could buy them? I'm not your competition. I live in Maine or wherever. And at first I was like, no, I make them. I'm not sharing with you. But then I slept on it and realized, wait a minute, this is a mighty fine opportunity to expand and grow and scale my crafty business. So I started making how-to tutorials on how to use my kits, designing new ones, and selling them to paint retailers all over the U.S., Canada, and even as far away as Brazil. So I have other paint retailers that buy my kits. And that's kind of how that all got started. And so I had to continue long after I got tired of schlepping all my stuff at night for workshops. I kind of got tired of that. You know, you want to be home with your family eventually. And I love teaching, but I really like recording myself online and being able to do that any time of the day. So what happened was I continued with the workshops in order to debut new kits and take marketing pictures to market those kits to other paint retailers. And it just became this whole thing. And then from that, I have found this totally new and foreign to me phenomenon where people are asking me to help them grow their business. So it's not enough that they just buy the kits from me, but then they want to know, well, how do I get butts in the seats? How do I get people to come to my workshop like they come to yours? So this mentor opportunity came about, and now I mentor and I help other small businesses, creative small businesses, grow their business.
In this journey, did you walk away from the teaching world? When did you know?
I'm really glad you asked that, because this is not supposed to be a crying affair, but today is 6 years to the day since I resigned.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, April 1st. And when I walked down, I said, "Hey Dennis, do you have a second?" He goes, "Yeah, come on in, Brooklyn." I walked in, I said, and I kind of had this face, you know, where my head was cocked and I had like, eek. And I handed him my well thought out letter and I said, "I'm going to resign." And he said, "You're so funny." He said, are you joking? And I said, "No, why do you think I'm joking?" He goes, "It's April 1st. I was like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't even know." I mean, who celebrates April Fools? But yeah, 6 years ago today, I got the nerve to become who God called me to be. And that's where I'm at today. Still trying to figure that out.
Well, happy April Fool's Day.
And, thank you.
And 6 year anniversary. So you started with the workshops first. When did you build the space? Or I guess it's a historic home. So the bungalow was there. When did you move into that space?
Well, I didn't move into my brick and mortar, as I call it, or the bungalow, the venue, until September 1 of this past fall, September 1st. And I had no brick and mortar, so to speak. I was in several antique malls or craft malls where people would call me and say, "Hey, I came to your workshop. I own the Mercantile, or I own, you know, this place in Denton, and would you mind coming here and teaching workshops?" So I was in three different locations for many years, probably three or four years. And then I started branching out and doing very large church, like, you know, women's weekends that were like themed around hope. And then all 65 of them would do a hope palette sign, and I would get my crew in there and I'd come in and design the workshop kit and do these large parties. And then I go to downtown Dallas to do corporate events. So it wasn't till recently that I got a place that really the first and foremost reason for getting it was I wanted to be able to support creative entrepreneurs with tools and resources that I didn't have when I started out. So I now rent Brooklyn's bungalow out to other artisans in the community and creatives that need a space to, you know, just do their craft and grow their business.
It's a beautiful space. And it's, so you can rent it by the hour or by a couple hours. You can also use, you haven't mentioned it yet, the VW van.
Yes.
Which I love that you, I think that's when I first started noticing you a few years back. I would just notice the van. I'm like, okay, there's a van. And now it shows up in your branding everywhere, which I think is so smart, but it's also really cute. And you use it for business as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. My husband and I live in the rail district as well. Our house is 116 years old. The venue is 103, but I'm about 8 blocks away. And so when it's a little bit chilly outside or it's nighttime, I drive the bus from here to there, and you know, it's parked outside. So, you know, if my bus is outside the venue, I'm teaching a workshop or there's an event that has something to do with me. I'd take it to the grocery store, but in the past few years, the biggest thing that the bus has done for me is allowed me to also support creatives through photography. So right now it is being wrapped with vintage roses and a vintage American flag. And I'm going to be renting it to photographers all spring and throughout the summer, all the way through Veterans Day. For photography. And so I'm really excited to get it back. I haven't seen it yet. So it's kind of it's a nail biter. I covered up the red and it's freaking me out a little bit, but I can peel it off if I want.
Yes. Oh, that's exciting. That you are like a creative Martha Stewart meets, Ebbie Halliday. It's like real estate creative where you have these cool spaces. That is so, like, you always, every time I go into your social media channels, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what has this girl come up with next? So really, really cool, because people, I feel like some people, I won't speak for myself or everyone, live for the gram. And so we are looking for those fun creative shots as well. So I think that's going to be just such a huge hit. Okay. So one thing I see on your social media channels online is you've got a way with words and your social media. I mean, tell me more about how do you know how to tell such good stories online, and what are your tips to other creatives?
Thank you, first of all. That's very sweet of you. I sometimes mull over those, you know, paragraphs for quite a while, trying to make sure if it's appropriate. You know, I don't always have the best filter. But my best tip, and I was asked this, I was speaking at a Ladies Who Launch for Frisco Arts a few weeks ago. They asked me to my current self, what would I say to my younger self? And I know this is cliche, but true to who you are, produce before you consume, because in the very beginning, I modeled myself after a lady. Her name's Marion, but she goes by Miss Mustard Seed online. I thought I had to have a white cow in the back of all my pictures. I had to paint all my furniture white. I had to stage everything perfectly. And honestly, that's not me. I am not perfect. I don't always have, I very rarely have makeup on. I'm usually in stretchy pants, and I'm not on a farm. I don't own cows and I don't like cow pictures. So I began somewhere along the way to stop modeling myself after other people that I thought were doing it all right. I stopped reading and taking webinars on how to do it correctly and follow the rules and here's a formula. And I just started slinging the spaghetti, throwing it on the wall, and then really studying why some of it stuck and why the rest of it fell off. Mm. And I have a bias towards action. Mm. So when I'm teaching people how to manage their social media, these small businesses, and they ask me this question, how do you do it? Well, what do you say? You just speak your heart, and you speak your heart from that moment, and you don't think back on what's a good topic to talk about. You just start talking, and you have a bias towards action, and don't fear being wrong. Just fear being forgotten. You know, just get out there and do it and make yourself known and do it every day. Be persistent. Even if you're persistently bad, that's better than not doing it at all.
Girl, yes. Yes. I was reading something recently, and I do a lot on LinkedIn. And I was talking about the importance of the About Us page. Mm-hmm. just the importance of exactly what you're talking about right now. It's just showing you there is a face behind every business, and especially the businesses that you're talking to, the creative businesses. There's a man, a woman, or both behind a business, and don't be afraid to share that. In fact, that might be your most important page. That's what I was talking about on LinkedIn. And so I think that's when I see your Facebook posts and I read through them, I'm like, gosh, these are so beautiful, because you show, you just talk about real life. And on the way, there's some glitter and some VW buses and events that go on. But that's it. It's so simple. And then the other part, and then I will shut my mouth like I said I would, is the taking action. And it's interesting because I'll talk to so many different business owners, and I do a lot in just like the local business, but a lot of the brick and mortar style businesses and tech and startups. And they want to pontificate. Well, will this work? Will that work? It's like, just try it. Like, if you, I don't know if you watched the movie called Founder, the McDonald's movie.
No, I haven't seen that.
Or just, I was fascinated by it. Or just any startup, like looking back, like Starbucks 30 years ago, Starbucks isn't what, didn't start how we see it today. It started with like just a basic cup of coffee, totally imperfect. And then from data, from people clicking on things or buying things and products and attending events, that's how they figured out where to go. So
right.
I just wholeheartedly agree with you that it's just action. And now we live in this world where there's like a new tool, free tools, online tools that we can use to get that data and figure out, okay, that didn't work. Or I'll put something out and I'm like, holy crap, not, it fell flat like goose egg. And I just will not be embarrassed about it. I'm like, you know, I tried and
right.
and I'm proud of myself, but it fell flat and I can delete it or I can leave it and see if anything will happen. But no, I just love it. So you guys just take action. Like let the data inside your Facebook insights, your Twitter analytics, your Pinterest analytics just tell you where to go and how people are responding. And then, like you said, stay true to yourself. Like there's a picture. I have a dog mom group in the dog mom group of my footy pajamas. So I work from home. If you come to my house, like warn me, because I might look homeless or I might be in my footy pajamas. So I have this picture of my footy pajamas and people just love it. I'm like, I'm not hiding who I am. And in fact, I think I was sipping tea in my great grandmother's antique teacups. Just to make it like extra weird, which is what I specialize in, is weirdness. So anyway, I love it. I love it. Okay, let me get back to crafting. So I am fascinated by all things crafted and creative. I am not that person. And I bet you there's a lot of women or men out there that are like, oh, I wish I could create a cool wreath for Easter or a sign for my family monogrammed. How does someone get started?
How does someone get started crafting?
When they're brand new and they have no idea, but they want to create something fabulous.
Well, first of all, they need to find where their passions lie. I know that, you know, I'm crafty, but I'm crafty in the woodworking and paint world. Wreath making isn't my thing, but I definitely recommend, obviously, YouTube and finding tutorials, but even more so, Brickyland's Bungalow is now known as the one-stop shop for creative workshops in and around Frisco, Texas, because I mentor, and I guess it wouldn't be really higher on, but collect artisans in our community that do all kinds of different things, but you can just, you know and rest assured in your choices that I have vetted these people beforehand. I have seen their craft. I know their passion. I know what they do, and they've taught me personally, and then I've helped them grow and plan their workshops. So I have watercolor, calligraphy, hand lettering, macrame, wreath making, painting, Bible journaling. I personally teach some social media classes. Everything, all the crafting that you would want to get into, even doll making and sewing, you could pretty much find a workshop here and there on BrookeLynnsBungalow.com. And these people are just like you. If you're wanting to get started, they got started. They're just one or two steps ahead where they want to grow their business because they've taught themselves how to make wreaths, and they realized that they can only make so many wreaths. So they thought, well, heck, maybe I'll just teach 12 people at a time to make the wreath, and that way I can scale and grow my business. So that's where I come in, and I help them to do that. But it also affords the people in my community, or our community, Collin County and wherever, to be creative. So it not only is a place to inspire creatives, but also support creatives. So when you come there as a person wanting to learn how to be creative or craft, you can learn just about anything, but you're also supporting someone that's a small business and someone just like you that once had the same question and is just a few steps further down the road.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. And I would recommend newbies to also go and follow you on Facebook just to get to know you even more and then see what's coming up, because you do have a lot of events that you'll post consistently on Facebook. And so they can start to get a feel of who you are, what you're doing, and what's coming up as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's a group that I just announced today. I questioned announcing it on April Fool's again, but I did. Bungalow University was my Facebook, Bungalow U on Facebook, was my way of filtering questions and answering questions that I was getting over and over and over and over again. I wanted everyone to benefit from me answering them. And so then I started interviewing people on Wednesdays. And long story short, when the venue opened September 1st, I had to let some things go. And I turned off Bungalow U for the past 6 months. And April 10th, is my first interview there. And it's basically a creative person, and that's it's all about creativity and just managing creative businesses.
Very, very exciting. I was just about to ask you, like, what gets you excited for 2019 and the remainder of this year? So I imagine that Bungalow U is one of those items on your list.
Yeah, absolutely. I was telling you before we got jumped on here that there's a couple of lies that we're kind of led to believe over our life, especially in today's day and age, that we can be all things and do all things all right now. And that's not true because of the two little things called limited time and limited attention. And so if we divide our attention and we divide our time, then we leave a legacy of mediocrity and not mastery. And one of the things that I want to do in 2019, I'm really excited to do, instead of kind of, you know, all that spaghetti that stuck and I just, you know, kept doing it because, oh, well, that's working. Well, there's so many times where I said, oh, well, that's working too. Well, that's working too. And so now I have these tasks that really load me down and have gotten me away from the reasons that I started BrookeLynns Bungalow. And that's being creative and supporting other people. And I don't know if I can say hell, but I can't support myself right now because I'm so up at 5 a.m. and going to bed at midnight, and I still didn't get everything done, and I can't be everything to all people. So Bungalow U allows me to multiply myself exponentially. Public speaking, doing a lot more of that, allows me to talk to many people at one time. And hiring, I'm so excited. I have my very first real life paid with a paycheck employee, and she does all of my to-do list, and it Yay. Is like winning the freaking lottery. So yeah, hiring someone, paring down, and yes. getting back to doing the things that I love to do, and that's teaching and guiding other people.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we were talking before I hit record, and it's just staying focused on, we've got one life to live. This is it. And so, you know, both of us sort of going through this decluttering and purging part of our life and just focusing on the things that I guess bring us joy. Like, why did we get started? And just the more joy, the more joy there is. And then there's more gratitude and life just becomes a little bit more flowy. And that's a good thing. So
flowy. I like it.
Flowy. Yeah. Flowy. I'm excited. Well, before we transition over to your favorite things, a speed run, is there anything I forgot to ask you?
You know, no, I think that you pretty much covered it. Between the workshops and the social media coaching and mentoring, I think that's everything. Those are the things I love. That's what makes me tick, and that's what Brings You Ins Bungalow is all about. So I think you covered it.
Awesome. Okay, so let me ask you, and just, you know, whatever comes to the top of your mind, what is, and I'm going to say Frisco, but it could be just all of DFW, what's your favorite hangout in the area?
Number one favorite place to eat is Fireside Pies at Shops and Legacy.
Mm-hmm. That's some good pizza, girl.
Yes, they have spicy margarita that's to die for.
Oh my gosh, that is having a moment, the spicy margarita. Awesome. Yes. Okay, what's your go-to grocery store?
Market Street off of El Dorado and the Tollway.
And are you a coffee or tea person?
Oh my gosh, I couldn't live without coffee. Matter of fact, it could be midnight. If I realize we're out of coffee, I'm headed to the store to go grab some.
Oh, yeah. You can't start a day without coffee, right?
No.
That's a good reason to get up in the morning. Well, do you have a favorite coffee house?
Oh, absolutely. Summer Moon Coffee off of Main Street. Mm. Greg, he owns that. It's wood-fired coffee, and he has something called Moon Milk, and it is their proprietary, like, creamer. And that's all I need to say. You just need to go over there, get yourself a Summer Moon, and you will be thanking me for the rest of your life.
Awesome. Okay. Adorable downtown Frisco. Okay. What is on your bucket list of something that you'd like to do in Frisco or DFW, or maybe if you've done it all, what would you recommend to a new resident?
Wow. Bucket list. I think that my bucket list thing right now would be to go stay at the Grand Hotel that's connected to Rick's Chop House in McKinney. We recently were taken to dinner there by a couple of my husband's clients, and it was just such a fabulous experience. And I love that we could stay there for the weekend and just get away, but we're only, you know, 10 minutes away in McKinney. And then eat dinner, and their bar is so amazing, and the shops down there are great. I just really want to do that. That's on my bucket list, and that's a recent find. So
okay, that's on our list too. We go to McKinney all the time, but I'm like, honey, I want to stay at the Grand Hotel, so that way we can like wake up in the morning and just walk over to the coffee shop. And we could kind of come and go as we please. We could have a couple of spicy margaritas or go over to the brewery and like bike back or whatever we want to do. So it's totally on my bucket list. And I will tell you, right around the corner from Rick's is Rye, this like farm to table. Is that what they call it? Yeah, farm to table restaurant that you've got. It's divine. Okay. So very cool. Maybe we'll end up in the McKinney area at the same time, checking off our bucket list. Okay. So last thing, where can listeners find more about Brookie Lynn's Bungalow?
Well, pretty much everything I have is under Brookie Lynn's Bungalow, my Etsy shop, my Facebook, my Instagram. And then of course, YouTube, Pinterest. And I'm very active on most, you know, sites, but my shop is Etsy. My business is brookielynsbungalow.com, and it pretty much links to everything. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook. You'll get a little bit, you know, of different perspective from those two accounts. And I look forward to, you know, meeting new friends and building relationships online. I truly treat everyone like you're my friend, and someday when we see each other face to face, we'll hug and we'll squeal and it'll be great. And I love that feeling of meeting people that I've seen chime in for years, and then finally we get to see each other face to face.
Yeah. Okay. And I just have to chime in with one more thing that, like I said before, follow, her links are all linked up on Brookie Lynn's Bungalow.com. But when I watch your Facebook, I'm like, that's right, girl. Because as the, I talk so much about like how to do do social media on LinkedIn. And I'm like, don't forget, it's actually called social. It's social. It's not an advertisement. And so when I see yours, I'm like, damn, that's good. She's not pitching me. She's not pitching a sales pitch. You're telling a story, maybe linking to a workshop, but it's all about telling a story. And that's how you do social media. So high five, amen, preach your social media wisdom out there. And I just think it's fabulous. So thank you so much. Thanks so much for joining me today.
I had a blast. This was amazing. I drove pretty fast down Preston Road to make it on time, but I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get there. And I was so excited, and it exceeded all my expectations.
Yay. All right, guys, until next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.